This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said National Cadet Corps NCC has always inspired the youth of India for nation building and made them understand the importance of discipline. Mr. Modi was addressing the annual NCC PM rally at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi.
जिस कालखंड में देश आजाद हुआ एनसीसी की शुरुआत भी उसी समय हुई थी 75 वर्षों के गणतंत्र में भारत के संविधान ने हर समय देश को लोकतांत्रिक प्रेरणा दी नागरिक कर्तव्यों का महत्व समझाया इसी तरह एनसीसी ने भी हर समय भारत के नौजवानों को राष्ट्र निर्माण की प्रेरणा दी और उन्हें अनुशासन का महत्व समझाया
Mr. Modi said the youth of the country are going to determine the development of India and the development of the world in the 21st century. He termed them as force for global good and asserted that the future of the world cannot be imagined without them. The theme for this year's rally is Yuva Shakti Vikasit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets was performed, showcasing the commitment of NCC towards nation building. Further, the rally also witnessed participation by 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries. Uttarakhand has become the first state in the country to fully implement the Uniform Civil Code UCC. The UCC seeks to establish a uniform and equal set of rules across personal laws relating to marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens in the state, excluding the scheduled tribes, irrespective of religion or gender. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami announced the full adoption of the Uniform Civil Code in the state today with the inauguration of the UCC portal. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 on the 1st of next month. The upcoming budget is anticipated the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. Experts and people are expecting that this time the government will focus on growth, job creation and fiscal prudence by emphasizing on building robust infrastructure in the country. In a special series ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget, Akashvani News is bringing the expectations of experts and people from the Union Budget. Talking to Akashvani News, former Principal Scientist of Indian Agriculture Research Institute, IARI, Dr. J.P.S. Dabas, shared that the government should support farmers in a holistic way so that they can produce good crops. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat launched Waves Bazaar, Wah Ustad Challenge and Waves Awards in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Vaishnaw said, India is gaining a lot of importance in the World Forum for its heritage, rich culture and storytelling. Speaking on the occasion, Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat emphasized that India is the land of storytellers and the initiatives launched today are set to amplify the nation's soft power on the global stage. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said the Waves Bazaar is a transformative initiative which will bring together buyers and sellers of media-related content. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today took a holy dip in Triveni Sangam, a sacred confluence of rivers Ganga, Yamuna and the mythical Saraswati at the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and several saints and seers also performed the bathing ritual along with the Home Minister. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also took a holy dip at the Mahakumbh this afternoon. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a meeting with Oman's Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion, Qais bin Mohammed Al Yusuf, on the first day of his visit to Muscat in Oman today. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal informed that their talks focused on advancing negotiations on the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, strengthening trade and investment ties, and exploring avenues to further deepen the bilateral relationship. India's fast-bowling spearhead Jasprit Bumrah has been named the winner of the ICC Men's Test Cricketer of the Year award for his exceptional performances in 2024. Bumrah took an astonishing 71 wickets while bowling 357 overs in 13 matches at an average of 14.92 last year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.